Strange News Daily is a production of iHeartMedia.
In a world full of bizarre events, unsolved mysteries, and a billion stories from all corners of the globe, some news gets lost in the shuffle. This is your gateway to the stories on the fringe of the mainstream map. These are your dispatches in the dark. I'm Ben Bolin, and this is the Strange News Daily. Our first story takes place in Indonesia, where ghosts are keeping people inside during the coronavirus pandemic. Well, sort of. Kepu Village, on the island of Java in Indonesia, has taken a novel approach to keeping people indoors. They've cast volunteers to dress up as pocong, a type of supernatural creature right out of local folklore. Pocong are usually depicted as mysterious figures wrapped in white shrouds, with powdered faces and ghostly, coal-rimmed eyes. They're the souls of the dead, the stories say, trapped here on Earth in a quarantine all their own. Anjar Pankaningtas, the head of a local village youth group that coordinated with the police on this unconventional initiative, said they wanted to promote social distancing as the coronavirus spreads and explained the strategy this way, saying, quote, "We wanted to be different and create a deterrent effect because pocong are spooky and scary." Initially, however, this strategy did not work out the way the authorities had hoped. In fact, instead of staying indoors, villagers actually went outside in hopes of glimpsing these apparitions. This caused the group to change their approach. Now they're launching surprise pocong patrols. While this seems like a fun, even silly attempt to flatten the curve of the infection, there's a valid reason for the village and other communities in Indonesia to take matters into their own hands. The president of the country, Joko Widodo, has so far resisted a national lockdown to curb the coronavirus, instead urging people to practice social distancing and good hygiene. This is despite the fact, by the way, that Indonesia has the highest rate of coronavirus deaths in Asia after China. There are now 4,241 confirmed cases of the coronavirus in Indonesia and 373 deaths. Experts fear the numbers will rise significantly. Researchers at the University of Indonesia estimate there could be 140,000 deaths and 1.5 million cases by May of this year unless there are tougher curbs placed on movement. For now, this novel approach to the novel coronavirus does appear to be working. Reporters who visited the village noted residents who were outside after evening prayers ran off in fright when they were confronted by the ghost. So it seems Halloween has come to Indonesia a few months ahead of schedule. Our next story today takes us to Kenya, where zebra has given birth to an unusual child. Not a zebra, but a zonkey. Yes, the zonkey. It's a hybrid of a zebra and a donkey. The Sheldrick Wildlife Trust shared the details of this bizarre situation in a Facebook post. In May of last year, they say, a stray zebra ventured out of the Tsavo East National Park and eventually became an honorary member of a local woman's cattle herd. When this peculiar incident made the news, the trust was called in to rehabilitate the zebra, which is a wild animal, and it stepped up to the task, choosing to transport the zebra to the Kenzie anti-poaching team's base in the nearby national park. The zebra was amicable and quickly made the place her home. She was often spotted roaming around by staff on the anti-poaching team. Fast forward to earlier this year, when the fence maintenance team spotted the zebra with a tiny fowl by her side. A few weeks later, as the fowl grew, the staff noticed this juvenile had a unique appearance. It seemed, quote, "suspiciously light on stripes and overwhelmingly tawny in color." At first, said the staff of the trust, we thought that it had just been wallowing in the mud bath, but then the truth dawned on us. Our wayward zebra had given birth to a zonkey. Now, I know what we're all wondering. Who is this mysterious donkey father? Currently, the staff isn't sure. Their best guess is that sometime before it was relocated, the zebra had a whirlwind romance with an enterprising, amorous donkey in the area. As for the little zonkey, it seems happy and in good health. It's also a runaway hit on social media. It's inspired thousands of comments, reactions, reposts, and so on. According to the staff of Sheldrick Wildlife Trust, this zonkey is set to lead a full, normal life, with one important catch. It won't be able to breed once it reaches adulthood. But for now, that's a problem for another day. Our third story takes us to the coast of Australia, where scientists have discovered the world's longest living creature. Now, don't let that description mislead you. When we say longest living, we're not talking about lifespan. We're talking about sheer physical length. This creature, the Siphonophore apolemia, could be as long as 390 feet if, that is, scientists manage to unspool it from its spiral posture where it floats 630 meters beneath the surface of the ocean. Before this discovery, just for context, the animal considered to be the largest and longest living creature was the blue whale. They typically reach around 100 feet in length. Even by the most conservative estimates, this creature would still be at least 20 feet longer than any other known example of its kind. And we should explain a little bit about what makes the Siphonophore so unique. While it looks like one incredibly long, thin tentacle about the diameter of a broomstick, it is not, in fact, a single life form. It's a massive colony of tiny individual life forms called zooids. They attach to one another, and they clone themselves, creating a sort of superentity or superorganism from their community. And these zooids specialize as well. Some, for example, function entirely to digest food, others to sting prey, to move the organism around, or to reproduce. Zooids themselves are not a new discovery. In fact, they're quite common. They just tend to be around 20 centimeters long in their usual colony, instead of longer than a blue whale. University of North Carolina Asheville biologist Rebecca Helm, writing on Twitter, notes the creature also behaves in an unusual manner, saying, quote, "I've gone on numerous expeditions and have never, ever seen anything like this." Siphonophores, she notes, usually hang out and act as passive hunters. Like jellyfish, they just sort of float around and catch whatever happens to pass by. But this particular creature appears to be proactively hunting its prey. A siphonophore colony in a line creates a curtain of deadly tentacles in the open ocean, said Helm. But in this case, the animal is hunting in a galaxy-like spiral. Though an amazing discovery, the Siphonophore was only one of several remarkable findings made by the Ningaloo Canyons Expedition, which is made up of researchers from the Schmidt Ocean Institute, the Western Australian Museum, and the Scripps Institution of Oceanography. And this may be just the first of many maritime revelations for this team. In a video about their expedition, the Schmidt Ocean Institute notes they may be on the precipice of even more discoveries, saying, quote, "The average ocean depth is nearly 4,000 meters, and we've barely began to discover what's at that depth." Thanks to @HarlowTurner on Twitter for hipping us to this strange and fascinating story. That's all for now. We've been asking you to chime in with suggestions for stories you think your fellow listeners might enjoy, for your worst puns and bad dad jokes, or your personal experiences with COVID-19. Let us know. Tag #StrangeDaily on Twitter. While you're online, you can also find me directly @BenBolin HSW on Twitter or @BenBolin on Instagram. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Dylan Fagan, our research associate, Sam Teagarden, and thanks to you. I'm Ben Bolin. We'll see you tomorrow. And until then, stay strange.